Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday. We are in a marvelous series. In fact, we're in the ninth day of a marvelous series by Derek Prince called Walking Through the Land of God's Promises. And I'm thrilled because it's so practical, talking about mental torment and the promises of God for choosing a mate and the promises of God for your workplace. And now Derek is talking about one of those topics that's a little controversial in the body of Christ, on prosperity and sowing and reaping and tithing. Let me ask you a question. Who said this? Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Was it a television prosperity preacher? Was it a motivational speaker? No, you know who it was? It was the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 9. And time and again, I can point to scriptures that sound like perhaps they've been concocted by somebody who's trying to get money from people. The generous man prospers. As you give, you will receive. All of these things are in the scriptures. Now, yes, they've been taken to an extreme, but how do we walk in the godly, whole, biblical balance of giving and receiving without greed, without arrogance, in the way that God has ordained? Well, Derek's going to teach us. So let's listen now. Be sure you have something to write with. Be sure you have something to take notes on and have your Bible with you as Derek teaches us on prosperity through sowing and reaping.
In my last two talks, the main area of our inheritance that I've been dealing with is the area of prosperity. Yesterday, I looked at some of the promises of prosperity for which the primary condition is that we bring our full tithe into God's storehouse. And I defined tithe as the first tenth of our income set apart for God. Today, I'm going to look at another scriptural principle upon which God promises us prosperity. I believe that the principle we're going to look at today will take us even further into this area of prosperity than the promise of tithing that we looked at yesterday. I'm going to turn now to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and read some verses from that chapter. We need to bear in mind that 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9 both deal with the theme of our giving money to God. The background was that Paul was taking up an offering from various churches for some believers who were in financial need. One of the churches that had promised an offering was this church at Corinth to which Paul is writing. And he's writing now to explain how he wants it arranged, and he gives some of the motives that are important and the principles which should govern our giving to God. Therefore, it becomes important for us because the same motives and the same principles are valid for us today. Reading then in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 5 through 9. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given. You see that the motives are very important. Paul goes on, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Now when Paul uses the phrases sowing and reaping, he's borrowing from the terminology of agriculture, but he's applying it to money. Sowing is giving, and reaping is receiving again in terms of money. Bear that in mind. It's important. Paul goes on with another principle, another thing that relates to motive. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. The Greek says a hilarious giver. I wonder how many of us are hilarious in our giving. I've seen people in a very poor, backward, underprivileged nation of the third world giving hilariously to God, far above their tithe, and I saw how God blessed them when they did. Going back to the words of Paul, verse 8, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. What a rich verse that is. there are two abounds and five alls. Altogether, it leaves no room for lack or insufficiency in any area of our lives, and it's God's grace that Paul is writing about. In fact, the key word in these chapters on giving is grace. Giving is a grace. It's one of the Christian graces. It also springs from the grace of God. And then Paul quotes in this connection from a psalm in the Old Testament, Psalm 112, and we look at that psalm a little later on. As it is written, he, that's the righteous man, has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Notice there's a very close connection between giving to the poor and enduring righteousness. And again, the word scattered that's used there suggests a man sowing seed in his field. In this connection, we have to see that there's a divine exchange which took place by God's foreordained purpose and through God's grace at the cross. And this is the basis. At the cross, Jesus bore the poverty curse that had come upon the human race through its disobedience, that we in turn might be partakers of his wealth. This is stated in the previous chapter of 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 8:9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, as he hung there naked on the cross, so that you through his poverty might become rich. See, that's the exchange. The basis of all God's provision is Jesus took the poverty curse that we might receive his blessing and his abundance through faith and its grace. And that grace is manifested in our lives by the fact that God makes it abound to us, so that in all things, at all times, having all that we need, we abound to every good work.
You know, I love it when Derek brings out of the Bible those truths that I'm sure I've seen with my eyes but have never connected to my mind. He taught us today that those who give gifts to the poor will endure forever. That's a promise from the Word of God, that as we give to the poor, we'll endure forever. Listen, you want to have something to take notes with, because a little later in our time together, we're going to tell you how to get a special gift that we have for you as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
When you need assurance, or when fear grips your mind and heart, there is one book of the Bible that speaks most clearly to the needs of the soul, the Psalms. Now, Derek Prince escorts you through these wonderful words of comfort in his classic book, Through the Psalms with Derek Prince. In it, Derek offers his unique personal insights into all the Psalms and provides a helpful index to the scriptures that speak to your specific needs. In writing this book, Derek prayed that the personal meditations he included would stimulate the reader to go far beyond anything that he was able to put into writing. Normally $14.95, listeners of Derek Prince Legacy Radio can order Through the Psalms with Derek Prince for only $9.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Going through the Psalms with Derek Prince will set you on a course of refreshing discovery. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I certainly hope that you've been with us this entire Thursday. In fact, for the last 9 days, as we've been listening to Derek Prince teach us about walking through the land of God's promises, such practical and powerful teaching. And today we're talking about prosperity through sowing and reaping. Let me just emphasize a sentence that Derek is going to say here in this next portion of the teaching. He says, lending and giving generously are joined with righteousness, security, and prosperity. It's God's purposes. They can never be separated. This is the kind of truth you're about to hear. Let's listen as Derek teaches us about biblical prosperity.
The principle that comes out, especially from Paul's reference to agriculture and to reaping and sowing, is that increase comes through scattering. The measure in which we scatter, in which we sow, will determine the measure in which we reap. Have you ever pictured a farmer who has some tremendously wonderful seed that he's very delighted with, and he says, this seed is so good, I'm just going to hold on to it. I'm not going to throw any of it away. How much return would he ever get from that seed? nothing. This is one of the paradoxes of nature, a divine paradox, that scattering leads to increase, but withholding leads to poverty. Everything in the Bible tells us this, that stinginess ultimately leads to poverty, that if we want increase, we have to scatter. Now we're going to have a look at the psalm in the Old Testament, which Paul quoted in that passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. The psalm is 112. We're going to read verses 1 and through 3, verse 5, and verses 8 and 9. This psalm pictures a man of outstanding righteousness whose life is built firmly on the foundation of God's word and the fear of the Lord. This is what it says. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in the Lord's commands. His children will be mighty in the land. Each generation of the upright will be blessed. That's a promise of continuing blessing from generation to generation. Verse 3, wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Notice the direct connection between righteousness and wealth and riches in his house. Verse 5, good will come to him who is generous and lends freely. That's the same principle again. Increase comes through scattering. Verse 8, such a man, his heart is secure. He will have no fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. Verse 9, the verse that Paul quotes in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor, his righteousness endures forever, his horn will be lifted high in honor. See again, scattering is a mark of righteousness, that's giving generously and not withholding, and it establishes our righteousness, and it ensures that we will reap. So we could say this, lending and giving generously are joined with righteousness, security, and prosperity. In God's purposes, they can never be separated. Again, we have the same paradox of scattering and withholding in Proverbs 11:24. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. Withholding from God and from the poor what we need to give them will bring poverty. But giving freely, scattering in faith according to the principles of God's word, giving to God and giving to those who are in need, will cause us to gain even more. Bear in mind, all this has to be done in faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's why we give before we receive, we scatter before we reap. It's always the faith principle. Paul applies the basic principles of agriculture to the handling of money in God's kingdom. We need to see this, that it's practical. I would suggest that in a farmer dealing with his land to get the best crops, there are three simple principles he needs to observe. He needs to choose good soil, first. Secondly, he needs to make proper preparation of the soil. Thirdly, he needs to have good management of his whole enterprise. If a farmer just walked down Main Street in the local city, scattering his seed right and left in the gutters, he wouldn't reap anything. So where we scatter makes a lot of difference. It's an investment. We need good soil, good preparation, good management. The same, I believe, is true of our investment in God's kingdom. If we sow wisely, we will reap. We shouldn't give on impulse. We shouldn't give just out of an emotional urge, but we should sincerely seek out those ministries and those enterprises of God which are based on proper scriptural principles, those which are working in good soil, those where there's proper preparation to ensure the maximum return, and where the management is good and ethical and honest. I'm afraid that many of God's people miss out on the blessings of sowing, either because they don't understand that you have to sow before you reap, you have to scatter in order that you may increase, or else because they sow where there isn't going to be a good return. They invest in unworthy ministries or unscriptural operations or places where the management isn't good and they don't get the return that they need. Let me ask you to check these three questions as we come to the close of my message for today. When you consider giving, are you flowing with God's purposes? Are you following the basic principles? And are your motives right? If the answer to those questions is yes, I believe the end for you will be prosperity and abundance.
You know, there's just no escaping it. The Bible teaches that sowing and reaping, that giving and receiving go together. This is not the creation of some television preacher. This is not the creation of somebody who was just wanting to inspire people or offer hope in a false way. This came from the heart of God. Listen, we're going to have in our studios today Christopher Selby and Dick Leggett from Derek Prince Ministries as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Why, out of an endless number of possible souls, were you born into this earth? What is your destiny? Where can you discover what God has planned for you? In a powerful audio CD by Derek Prince, you can find the answer to these most fundamental questions. It's called God Wrote Your Scenario, and with it, you'll find the key that unlocks the mystery of God's wonderful plans for you. It is mystery that holds not just knowledge that God Himself wrote out the scenario for your life even before you were born, but the ability to discover it and live it out to the fullest. Derek Prince, a man who walked in the fullness of God's plan for his life, will help you discover the plans God has for you and how your life can be filled with meaning and purpose. As our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount to Derek Prince Ministries, we'll send you your copy of God Wrote Your Scenario, postage paid. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Call now with your gift of any amount and ask for your copy of Derek's powerful CD, God Wrote Your Scenario. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and joining me in the studio today are two dear friends. First of all, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries. Great to have you with us, Dick, as always.
Thanks, Stephen. Good to see you.
And also Christopher Selby, the executive producer of this show. Always great to have you, Chris.
Thank you, Stephen.
And guys, this teaching that Derek is doing on prosperity and generosity, it prompts a question in me. You know, people are supposed to tithe to their church. And here you are broadcasting Derek saying this. So what you're essentially saying is that, yes, you want people to support you, but you don't want their tithe money. How does that work, Dick?
Well, as Derek said, you know, you need to be tithing where you are being fed. And, you know, if you're out there and you're looking for a place to be tying in, really we'd encourage you to tie into a responsible church fellowship where you can really receive regular doses of the Word of God and that will actually help you in your own spiritual growth. You've got to be doing that at home as well. You know, don't depend upon a church to do that. But really, that's where you ought to be tithing. Your tithe ought to go to the place where you are regularly receiving spiritual food. And then, frankly, the rest of it is offering that comes, and that's how we exist as an organization, and that's how we exist as a ministry, and Derek Prince Legacy Radio is in that category too.
Now, Christopher, your grandfather, Derek Prince, emphasized this idea of tithing to the church but giving to ministries above and beyond all
right.
the time, didn't he?
He did. It was very important to him that this aspect of giving was really founded scripturally, and that is that that we do have a scriptural mandate to tithe to the local body, and also we are encouraged and find great blessing promised to us from the Word of God when we do give above and beyond financially, sowing and reaping as the Word teaches.
I think what Derek was also emphasizing is the fact that it's just important that you give. It's a valid and solid scriptural principle. You've got to give as an expression of the Lord's ownership over what you have and what you are. And I just say this, there are many, many good works out there that are going on. Certainly Derek Prince Ministries is not the only one. We appreciate so much all that comes to us, but we're all working for the same boss, you know.
Exactly, and really the bottom line is that, you know, when you write your check to the church or you send a gift into Derek Prince Ministries, the reality is, and the ultimate reality is, that you're giving to the Lord, the work of the Lord.
That's right.
And you're not giving it to DPM, you're really giving it to God.
Now, some people giving some nice gifts and doing so as unto the Lord have made some wonderful things possible for DPM. Tell us about that, Dick.
Well, this radio broadcast is really the result of that. We've had some people who have just partnered with us in an amazing way. And, you know, it allows us really to take the promises that Derek is talking about and expand the impact of them throughout our land. And that's our desire. I just want to say that so that as you're listening, you'll know our desire, our goal is to be on the radio in your area. And we had an amazing story recently of a woman who had early on, when Derek was on the radio in his early years of broadcasting, she was desperate. She pulled into a parking lot in a desperate state. She said, "God, I've got to hear from you. If I don't hear from you today, I don't know what I'm going to do." She turned on the radio, and the first voice she heard was Derek Prince talking and speaking the Word of God. And she called us recently, and she said, "I want to help in the radio effort." And she and her husband basically have undertaken to make it possible for Derek Prince Legacy Radio to be on in their locale. And all I can say to you is, if you're listening and you want that to happen, give us a call or get in touch with us at derekprince.org, and we'll talk it through with you. We'll see what we can work out. That would be fun to do.
Well, in fact, we have a very special new locale, don't we?
We are thrilled to be back on the air on WWDJ in New York City, and we actually have pretty deep roots with that station, going back to the mid '80s. And funny story, we actually had a call recently from a gentleman who recently heard us as we're back on the air there in New York, and he used to listen to the program years and years ago when we were on WWDJ, and he was just thrilled to pieces that we were back on, because it's such a tremendous source for him and a resource of blessing in his life. So we're glad to be back on the air in New York. So hi, New York.
Dick Leggett and Christopher Selby are with me in the studio. And Dick, take us just very, very briefly to prayer about this whole issue of the expansion of this broadcast and people in their giving and their lives of giving and receiving and really being strategic behind the gospel in this matter.
I will. I want to say, first of all, this is not about Derek Prince. This is not about Derek Prince Ministries. This is not about Derek Prince Legacy Radio. This is about the Word of God going out across the nation. And so as we pray, just pray with us as we pray that God will flood our nation with His Word. Father, we pray right now that we deeply appreciate Derek and his devotion to the Word of God, and we thank you for the impact that his life and ministry have had upon so many. Father, we pray that your Word will go out in many, many forms, but we pray also, Lord, that your Word that is so uniquely shared by Derek and the way he approached his teaching ministry that you'd given him, Lord, we pray that more and more opportunities will be found for Derek to share what you've shared with him. And we pray, Lord, that the lives of many people, the lives of those who hear it, will be impacted for the sake of eternity. And in the name of Jesus, we pray this. Amen.
Amen.
Dick, Christopher, great to have you with me today.
Thank you, Stephen.
Good to be with you, Stephen.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's classic book, Through the Psalms, for the discounted price of only $9.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And for your gift of any amount, we'll send you Derek's special CD, God Wrote Your Scenario. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.